broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 7th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Quickly, a recap of yesterday's Liberty Roundtable Live broadcast is in order. We talked about Texas Sheriff Brad Coe makes bold move to protect the Constitution. TheEpicTimes.com is the article. And Brad Coe doing a great job deporting illegal aliens. The government at the state, Greg Abbott, and at the general government, Joe Biden, both of them derelict in their duty, folks, to protect us from an invasion. And it's a Republican and a Democrat both on the watch, so it's a nonpartisan complaint. But the fact is we're being overrun in some of these counties, Kinney County, Texas, and many other places, literally overrun by illegal activity and illegal aliens. Greg Abbott talks big, does nothing. Joe Biden mocks, laughs, does nothing. Poor sheriffs are left holding the bag with the responsibility to protect their citizens and understaffed, underfunded, etc., to do so, and that's the problem. So there was an incredible press conference on Tuesday that highlighted this in detail. Yesterday, we talked about it on the radio. Today, we're doing something about it, right? And here's the dilemma. Here's the problem. Sheriff Coe said the Border Patrol told him that they could take the four uninjured illegal aliens into custody for prosecution, but only if they had been checked medically first. Well, the problem is the illegals say we don't want to be checked medically, and there's no way you can force them, according to supposedly the weird, strange manipulation, dishonesty, color of law, pretend laws on the books, right? And so as a result, the sheriff's stuck. Well, what do I do with these guys? So he just flat out took them to the international bridge and deported them. Good for Sheriff Coe. Anyway, long story short, we at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, are releasing a press release today in support of Sheriff Coe and calling on Governor Greg Abbott to declare a state of invasion. Therefore, you garner the feds' involvement here. And it's sad that we need to go to that kind of level in the first place. I don't like to get the feds involved or the general government involved. But you know what? But the border is one of the issues that, hey, the general government does have an obligation and responsibility for, to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, especially illegal invaders. That's what's happening right now. Anyway, the battle's on, and we're issuing a press release today in support of the good Sheriff Coe in Kinney County, Texas, and PAN, the group that's kind of involved in it. It's another sheriff's group. You know, a lot of people want us to divide and say, well, you guys are different sheriff's groups. You guys are at odds with each other. No. Don't try to divide us and lie to the people. Now stop already. The CSPOA is a group of Americans who back county sheriffs. PAN, or Protect America Now, is a group of sheriffs that really want to stand up together to protect our borders. We're not at odds. We completely agree with PAN, and we want to help them in any way we possibly can. So there you have that. Don't let the mainstream dishonest folks try to divide us. Mark Lamb and others in PAN, great friends, good guys. We're partnering on all kinds of cool stuff, and we support them in PAN, thus the press release I mentioned, hopefully out today by 10 o'clock Eastern. All right, Google now says that it will automatically erase location data for users that go visit abortion providers and murder their babies. Now, this is interesting in the news. In my opinion, the government remains silent while these groups peddle fake news. Google said that it wasn't tracking all of us, right? Remember this? But now they admit that they're going to delete the tracking information when you go to an abortion clinic. Well, this is an inadvertent admission that they lied. The government's not calling these folks out for fake news. But Google literally said, folks, they're not tracking all of us. They're deleting information. They're following the law. Well, now if they're going to delete this information on who goes to abortion clinics and murders their babies to protect them from cops that might prosecute over the pro-life reality check that has swept America, the win for Roe, if you will, then here's the question. How can they delete that data if they don't have it like they claimed? See? So they know everywhere I'm going, everything that I'm doing, and they'll delete the sections of data when I go to an abortion clinic and murder my baby. Well, I thought they didn't have all that. See, so they have this inadvertent admission. Very interesting in the news. It took just a few hours for politicians to call for gun control in the wake of the shooting that took place on July the 4th. It was in Highland Park, Illinois. And I guess they shot from a rooftop. Killed six people. It's tragic. They want you to believe that gun control is the answer. I say, you know what? Taking guns for the good guys will not help. It just means the bad guys will have greater control and power over the rest of us, and our ability to respond to protect ourselves will be reduced. But you bring that up, and somehow you can't have an intelligent discussion with these clowns, can you? We talked about Carlos Santana collapsed on stage about 40 minutes into his set, sat behind the drum set and fell backwards. They first put a tarp over him, acted like it was serious. We heard nothing for longer than we expected. Then they came back and said, oh, I guess he was just dehydrated. You believe in this, folks? I don't know how to respond to this. But rock legend Carlos Santana, they say, was overtaken by exhaustion and dehydration. I don't buy it. I believe it has to do with the COVID vaccines. He was vaccinated. And as far as I understand, he helps the government promote vaccinations to children. Now the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is pushing family physicians to promote COVID-19 vaccines for little children. That's according to an email obtained by Politico. Why do you got to have Carlos Santana and the local family physicians push these vaccines? If they're so safe and effective, everybody would be willing to take them. But see, the truth is absolutely opposite from what the mainstream press and your media are telling you. Okay? The fact is, COVID vaccines increase fetal abnormalities, folks, 100-fold. COVID vaccines increase menstrual irregularities, 1,000-fold. Fetal abnormalities, 100-fold. Doctors are looking at the VAERS or VARS database, and they're creating an analysis on that. That's where this all comes from. Dr. James Thorpe, he's a maternal fetal medicine expert, painstakingly analyzed and verified the most recent adverse effects based on vaccinations and chronicled all the data. And then he compared them to the influenza vaccines to get a baseline. Folks, COVID-19 vaccines compared to the influenza vaccines, wow. They're associated with what they call menstrual disorders, miscarriage fetal chromosomal abnormalities, fetal cystic fibroma, fetal malformations, fetal cardiac arrest, fetal cardiac arrhythmias, fetal cardiac disorders, fetal vascular mouth perfusion abnormalities, abnormal fetal surveillance testing, abnormal fetal growth patterns, placental thrombosis, not to mention fetal death. Thorpe told the Epoch Times last week. This is serious, folks. And they go on this big old list. Abnormal uterine bleeding, menstrual irregularity, 1,000-fold greater. Miscarriages, 50-fold greater. Fetal chromosome abnormalities, 100-fold greater. Fetal malformation, 50-fold greater. Fetal cystic fibroma, 100-fold. Or 90-fold greater. Fetal cardiac disorders, 40-fold greater. Fetal arrhythmia, 50-fold greater. Fetal cardiac arrest, 200-fold greater. Fetal vascular malfusion, hundredfold greater. Fetal growth abnormalities, 40-fold greater. Fetal abnormal surveillance tests, 20-fold greater. Fetal placental thrombosis, 70-fold greater. That's blood clotting stuff, right? Thorpe's said he verified his data and his analysis with a Department of Defense consultant that had to help him under the conditions of what? Anonymity. Yeah, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. What a scary scenario we're facing, and your government won't even admit to any of it, right? Second hour, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, joined me. And we talked about Joe Biden's approval rating has slipped, some would say plummeted, as Americans struggle to survive record high inflation. That's according to a Monmouth University poll. Just 36% of Americans said they approve of the job Biden's doing, while 58% said, uh-uh. More and more Americans realizing what a dishonest, scandalous campaign and administration Biden has really ran. Nearly half of California voters disapprove of Governor Gavin Newsom in the latest poll. And California Governor Gavin Newsom launches ads urging Floridians to leave Florida and come to California. Ron DeSantis mocks and sends a tent city photo to make fun of the Californians. The city of Orlando says people probably don't want to celebrate July the 4th. Shame on Orlando. Quick pause. More in seconds on your radio.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan, well-known senior chemist, joins us on air. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, is here as well. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you. Sam.
Hey, Kelly, how many hot dogs did you eat for the 4th of July, bro?
I didn't have any. How's that? Right.
Come on now.
But I had a hamburger.
How about you, Brian?
But I had a hamburger. I had a hamburger.
Yeah, me and Kelly are like, I didn't get any hot dogs either. After watching some of those guys on TV and they're eating, and I couldn't
hey man,
do it.
Let me just tell you guys, I had one hot dog. I just threw down with the best of them, man, but Joey beat me. Joey Chestnut, man, 15th year title. He only had 63 dogs. You want to know why he couldn't eat his high of 76 dogs or whatever? 77, I can't remember. He only had 63, he said, because he had a hurt leg.
Well, he had to deal with that protester, too.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. You're right, it's rain. Turns out Joey Chestnut tackles protester during Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Still manages to win, Brian. This dude with a hurt leg ate 63 hot dogs and stopped a thug from beating him up.
Maybe he needs to go on America's Got Talent, maybe. Maybe that's it. He could do a number
of things. I'll tell you what. But I cannot imagine 63 hot dogs. And, you know, when you're a kid and you eat a lot of food, you're like a teenager, you know, your grandma's like, what are you doing, putting that in your legs? Well, maybe Joey is, because right. With a hurt leg, you can't eat as many hot dogs. Did you know that a hurt leg makes it so you can't eat so many hot dogs, Kelly?
If you watch the video, he didn't even stop chewing while he was dealing with a protester. He just kept going.
He was awesome. Now, that's what you talk about, extreme athletes, right?
There you go.
He's not a big man either.
No, he's a little dude.
No.
He's like 38 years old, little guy, but he can sure pound hot dogs. I'm just telling you right now, it grosses me right out. It makes me never want to eat hot dogs again.
I wonder if he eats hot dogs while he's not in competition. You know, he jams them in here. I wonder if he just, once a year, maybe.
I have no idea, but it'll be like on the 19th, he's got cancer from eating too many hot dogs. I mean, I'm not trying to predict that. I'm just saying, whoa.
Yeah.
Now, you heard the queen.
Yeah, those nitrites aren't good.
You heard the queen reigns, right? Mickey Sudo is her name, and she won the female Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And if you haven't been tracking her, she got pregnant last year, so she couldn't participate. But she had her baby, came back, pounded the hot dogs, and she was seen later with a baby on her hip doing a great job. How many hot dogs do you think she ate, Brian?
Let's say 40.
Yeah. 40 dogs. You're exactly spot on.
Was it 40? That was a guess.
But, man, she's 23 behind Joey. Now, what I kind of thought would do is just have Joey dress up in drag and demand he gets to participate in the females' competition. Then he could participate in both and just win everything and just say, No, you can't say I'm the man. I'm the woman. No, you can't say that. Nobody knows what a woman is even. What would you say? I'm just the winner? You could be a transgender winner, couldn't you?
Well, it won't be. Yeah, but he's jumping into the women. That he's already winning the men, so it's got to be somebody that can't beat.
Oh,
Joey.
Yeah. And how about the second guy that lost to Joey?
That's
Do you
right.
know how many
That's
hot dogs
right.
he ate?
No.
Do you know, Kelly?
I don't know, but it was like 20 less.
Yeah, it was like along the lines of the women's. A couple of more than the woman that won is how many hot dogs this second place guy got. So now that guy needs to go and beat the women's competition.
Right.
See what I mean? Good point, Brian. I didn't think of that. You're right. And wow. Anyway, very crazy. This group of protesters, including a man that stormed the stage, I guess that now they're being, what do they call it? They're being criminally charged, Kelly.
For eating hot dogs?
No, for attacking the hot dog eaters.
Oh, yeah, they should. You know,
they're being criminally charged.
Attack anybody. Yeah.
There's a law out there that says do not attack folks while eating hot dogs.
No, he didn't necessarily attack them, but, boy, he got in their way, and they made sure that he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, man, I was waiting for that hot dog eating woman that, to throw a roundhouse kick and just knock that dude's block off is what I was thinking.
So what was the protesters' agenda? The protesters' agenda was it to save the pig? Is that the kind of thing, or what?
Hard to know because you got these environmentalists with save the animals, with the PETA folks freaking out. I mean, I just don't even know what people's protests are about anymore. And sometimes you never know, Brian. They just raged against the machine.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, somebody that hadn't eaten in a long time and was trying to get a little bit of food or was homeless or I don't know.
What do you think, Kelly? Or what's the deal with this?
Well, I think they should have thrown a couple of dogs in his mouth while he was there. But doesn't he realize that those hot dogs are made out of the parts that nobody wants?
I guess
the protester was wearing a Darth Vader mask and stormed the stage there. Now, Chestnut was eating, he was on his 18th hot dog in the middle of this dude, too. But I'm just not sure what the protesters are protesting.
Yeah. Star Wars. They wanted to show the Star Wars. Well, Darth Vader, he was kind of the bad dude. Maybe that's, this guy's kind of the bad dude and wants to take out the good eater. I don't know. Maybe it's a new film coming up or something.
Yeah, do you understand what they're protesting, Kelly?
I don't, but maybe Brian's on to something. Maybe Disney's thinking this is a great way to get some publicity for their next whatever film they're going to do with the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, they're pig farm activists.
Oh.
And they're against the pig farms there. You're right on. And I guess they're animal rights activists and stuff like that. And how dare you slaughter the pigs and eat that many hot dogs? You know, they're protesting the treatment of pigs in the nation's largest pig farm factories there, Brian.
Well, what's the Darth Vader outfit then?
I don't know, man. That's what I mean. These people are weird. You don't know what the real agenda really is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the lightsaber comes out next.
Well, all I know is this. All I know is this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got serious problems in America when you can't even eat hot dogs in peace, Kelly.
That's sad that that's the biggest problem in that guy's life. You know. And
now, what I think Jesse should have done is these are almost hot dogs, or what do they call that? Almost meat. What's that stuff called? Oh, it's that
not
fake
quite
hamburger
hit the mark.
Stuff. You can get one. What are they called? What are they called, Cameron? Those fake hamburger things.
Imitation.
Almost imitation? Burgers or whatever they're called.
So there's almost meat. Yeah, almost meat or something. And
they just have those. In fact, we ought to just sue Nathan's, and unless they put them almost meat hot dogs up there, then they can't continue. You know. Right. What is that stuff called? Almost meat or whatever. I mean, I can't remember what it's called exactly, but it's there's these burgers all over now. They're at all kinds of restaurants, plant-based meat products or whatever. And, oh, Impossible Meat. That's what it's called. Some people are saying, is Impossible Meat bad for you? Yeah, it's impossible, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. what's the world coming to?
They call it Beyond Meat, Impossible Meat, Almost Meat. There's all kinds of terms for it. But I'm just saying they could do that. Or they could just have Almost Meat hot dogs. Beyond Burgers or one of them, Impossible Burgers. But the question is for Joey, could he eat that many hot dogs? Was that kind of stuff? That'd be an interesting test, wouldn't it? Hey, how many fake hot dogs can you eat there, Joey? And only in America this stuff flies with real discussion. I mean, look, we laugh at this, but people are having real discussions. This is a real push by our government in bed with the media to push these fake meat plant products or whatever. They want you to eat worms instead, Kelly. That's what they want.
All the farms that Bill Gates is buying, actually, they found it's not the best places, but it grows all of the things like soybeans that go into these artificial meats.
How convenient.
He's got no regulation. See, he can kind of, he buys cheap land, and there's no regulation for the big money guys. I mean, they can kind of pass their little agenda right on and get it, you know, here, if you just sign off on this, well, we got this land cheap. Well, no one wanted to dive into the fact that it was a dump before he got it, the land, and they just covered it with dirt. So
there you go.
That
sounds impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan, Sam Bushman, Honest Money Report in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved, and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a Conservative member of Parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Donations continue to pour in for the two-year-old boy whose parents were killed in the Highland Park shooting. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $2.8 million for Aiden McCarthy. His parents died after they were shot by a gunman during the 4th of July parade in the northern suburb. Aiden's grandfather saying the two-year-old survived because his father shielded him with his body. The FBI director and head of the UK intelligence agency, MI5, warned that Beijing is attempting to shield their economy from sanctions that could be imposed if China invades Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Wall says he's concerned about the part of the report that warns of Chinese hackers or spies targeting businesses.
No issue with the Chinese people or with Chinese businesses, but they have no choice. They are told and directed by the Chinese Communist Party to steal your sensitive technology, your proprietary systems and processes.
USA Radio News.
Joey Chestnut pigging out. Pig animal activist gone berserk. While we wonder about the constitutional currency, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan with me. Where's gold sitting, Brian?
1742.10.
1742.10. That's way down, isn't it?
It's about $80 down from last week, yeah.
1742.10. What about silver?
1946.
1946. That's down quite a bit too, right?
Yeah. 70. What's that? 70 cents again? Yeah.
All right. What do you say to that, Kelly?
Well, the problem with it is, I guess it's not a problem, but they're only down in U.S. dollars. Every other currency in the world, gold and silver are still hanging tight. So
let me stop you there. This just proves the manipulation and the plunge protection team and the manipulation of it all on paper. If it's down against the dollar but up against everything else, that tells you something, doesn't it, Brian?
Well, it does. I mean, we've been talking about, you know, the manipulation on this paper market, and you're going to get that. You see that in everything. Everything is manipulated based on paper. How easy can that be done? I mean, what another article today in Bloomberg, what do they say? J.P. Morgan, big hitters of gold market, face trial over spoofing. I remember, Sam, we talked about spoofing, you know, Kurt and you and I, you know, about this. And what's it, you know, it continues to, these big central banks continue to make millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on you know, playing these paper games. And right now everybody's saying, well, gosh, why is it going down? I got to come in and got to buy this, man. It's dropping. I got to get in. I got to get in. Now it's time to get it. Well, where you been? And the fact is, yeah, maybe there's some small adjustments, but it's what we call small adjustments because, yeah, that spoofing game and this paper game is a joke.
As far as I understand, J.P. Morgan, they got a hit and had to pay a big old fine to the government. But compared to the money they made in the spoofing versus the fine they paid, it's like pittance. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's $5 billion. A toll road fee, you know. You do not pass go and you go and you owe $5, you know.
Yeah, and then what's the word? It's part of doing business. This is our we make $5 billion. We pay $500 million, but it's part of doing business. Oh, okay. Well, the rest of the world's sitting here going, okay, well, don't, you know, you're messing around with our financial world. You don't seem to, we don't get any fines, but yeah, it's our money back. You know, anyway, and what does the government do? The government says, well, the people just be care, just wait. We'll give you another stimulus. You'll get some money. Oh, okay. Maybe, I don't know. It's just a racket.
Kelly, racket, nevertheless, if gold and silver are down, according to the U.S. dollar equivalent, it's time to buy, right?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of it is just the physical. If you want to buy the physical, it's going to cost you more with the premiums are higher. But, you know, they're saying everything's down because nobody knows what's good to keep, so they're selling everything. And it'll change. They're figuring by the end of the year it'll be up over 2,000 again for gold and probably 25 for silver. So
what do you think the silver eagle silver dollars, what can I get those for right now, Brian? Because those kind of have had a big spread premium, right?
Yeah, they're still over $30. I mean, they're still in that $30 range plus, so yeah.
So I can get them for $30, you know, right now, because that's down.
Well,
a bit, and too.
They're over 30. They're up over 30. I think we're $34 range in that area.
My whole point is that, you know what, they've gone down some, but the spread's still there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the spread's still there. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, you know, and, you know, and people are still trying to, you know, I get people to kind of, well, what should I do? It's coming down. Well, this game's gone on before. I mean, they play that weeding out. They want to weed people out. And so that's the thing. When you start to, right now, we're looking at everything. And people are saying, scrambling around, well, what do I do with my money? Do I keep it in the bank? Do I pull it out? Where am I going to put money? Well, I tell them that. Okay, where are you going to put your money? Where are the big boys putting their money? Well, they're buying metal and have governments, you know, high institutions are trying to, you know, buying up metal, but you know, they don't put that right out in the headlines and say, I mean, we read about it, you know, there's some things out there, but yeah, it's very interesting, yeah. But it's a weeding out period. A lot of people can't hold on. They go, oh, I can't sit here and watch this go down. And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Most people zig when they ought to be zagging is part of the problem, and they fleece on the get go, knowing that full well, right, Kelly?
Well, yeah, and they like to buy it, you know, when it's at the top. You know, all these guys, like with Bitcoin, bought it at $69,000, and now it's under $20,000, and they're scared. But everybody waits till they can't get it and it becomes unobtainium or unaffordium, and so it's just
I like it.
It's funny how people just wait, you know, until, you know, it's going up, and it's like, well, you should have been buying it when nobody wanted it, you know. That's kind of,
yeah,
what
I point.
Do
I got a lot of that unaffordium going on there, Kelly. I got a lot of that.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of the unattainium. That's
Where's that
word.
Rhodium sitting?
Rhodium's 14,700.
Man, that sucker's down. It was up to 21 grand or something before, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's,
Kurt
it's,
Crosby,
it's
my buddy,
too.
Just taking a beating on that rhodium. Ooh, and brutal.
You know,
14,000 though.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the headline. I pulled the headline off. You know, like yesterday or so, and it's like this news, how they kind of twist this news of, oh, the dollar showed some good strength, you know, over the last year. It's showing over the last year. Okay, well, that's great, because we're already in the mud But over the last year, yeah, it came up a little bit. So it's showing a lot of strength, and it's good. But yet you read about what did Jerome Powell say, announced the fact that the U.S. is at risk of losing its standing in the world reserve currency. Okay, well, yeah, that's true. And so they're starting to think or talk about a central bank digital currency on a world scale. So they're creating, okay, a world currency that's digital. And, well, that sounds really good. I'm all about that. So that, you know, man, if they can really clamp down on my account when they need to. I'm all for they could protect me. Well, that's kind of what they're now talking about.
Well, yeah. Headline says this to make your point. Federal Reserve announces global digital currency to replace U.S. dollar June 18th, 2022. Kelly?
Well, and the other problem they're having with it is if they don't like you for whatever reason, they can lock your accounts up. Well, who's going to be carrying U.S. dollars if they can have their accounts locked at any time? And, you know, like saw with Russia or whatever person or country, hey, we're just not going to use it anymore. And so they're kind of cutting their own throats on this stuff.
What do you think, Brian?
Well, it's a control. I mean, obviously, I'm not a fan of digital because digital is the fact of, okay, well, one minute I've got the money and the next it's either locked up or I don't have the money. And now I've got to prove the fact of, wait a minute, we can't even get. We can't even get legitimate people that are doing legitimate things proof. They seem to, you watch a person actually, the loopholes, I should say. I mean, if the crime's committed and we see the crime committed, we pretty well have perfect proof that this happened. But no, twisted a little here, that, so they can twist and do it. I mean, it's just pathetic. So, we trust the government so much. I'm all about the digital thing and let them run with our. They've done such a wonderful job. We're, you know, and realistically, we were in a, you know, yeah, our country was a great. It is. It's still a great country and so on. But because we've turned away from God and we can't do this again. You know, all of a sudden now we're shaking our heads. Well, what really happened? Okay. Well, we're seeing what's happening.
Yeah, you know what they're thinking about calling the new U.S. digital currency? You got a guess, Kelly? It's called Fedcoin, bro. Yeah.
Oh, Bitcoin. There you go.
No, Fedcoin.
Fedcoin.
Oh, Fedcoin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. The Fedcoin. Nice.
Well, they've up the dollar so much, they have to make something else, you know?
Yeah.
So when we look at a coin, will Biden's face be on the coin, or is it just we can't really tell? It's just out there. And,
well, you won't see it. Sure. It won't be a coin. It'll be just electrons.
Yeah, like that's right. That's right. Oh, good point.
Tentatively called Fedcoin, this Federal Reserve cryptocurrency could replace the dollar as we know it. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. That didn't seem to move much 3 years ago, but now the idea is hot. They hope it'll happen by the end of 2022. Let's talk about that in seconds. Kelly Finnegan, Ryan Rust, RustQuinnegut.com on your radio.
Attention, Patriots, calling all Patriots and law enforcement to come together in pursuit of the truth regarding the 2020 election, the worst crime in American history. A national press conference regarding election fraud will be held in Las Vegas on Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m. at the Ayrton Hotel, starring sheriffs from across the country. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, known as CSPOA, has called for investigation by sheriffs and law enforcement across this country. Former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack is leading the charge. He will be at the Ayrton Hotel on July 12th, along with more than a dozen sheriffs from across the USA. Plus, Mike Lindell will be there, and special guests True the Vote investigators Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, and yours truly, Wayne Alaroot, will open the event. Tuesday, July 12th, 10 a.m., Ahern Hotel. It's a free event. Get more information and make a donation at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Yeah, man, FedCoin. Got to get yourself some of them. Wow. Now, they say it's going to happen by the end of 2022. I don't even think that's reasonably possible, Brian.
Yeah, good point. You know, I don't.
Unless they just announce one day you got to turn in all your paper and they'll give you Bitcoin in exchange or something. I mean, a banking holiday mandate like that might happen. But other than that, I don't see how you could make it happen that quickly.
Well, they just devalue your currency and say, okay, here's your, come and get your new card, you know.
What do you think, Brian? I'm not saying that we won't eventually have a digital coin, but I'm just saying, look, I often find this, and I'm just saying it's just too aggressive of how quickly they can roll these things out. I think they're fooling themselves. Unless you create mass panic and create a mass, like, holiday or something like that and force everybody to go in and an exchange over a several-day period or something, or a quick phase-out or something. I just don't see how you can make that change that quick, Kelly.
Well, we've already been do that. I mean, how many people carry cash now? You know, you just have your card. It's going to be the, you know, it's going to be seamless. People aren't going to notice the difference. But so we've been groomed for this. But they'll just slowly just, you know, as soon as they can make it secure, which nothing is secure, otherwise, people wouldn't be counterfeiting what we have. So it's just, but we're all groomed for it. And the younger people love it. They think it's so wonderful to have this chip that, you know, I mean, you'll just be able to wave your hand over a scanner and it'll know how much money you have. And they can make sure that you spend a certain amount each month or where you can shop. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. It's like the Lego movie, man. Everything is awesome. All right, now.
Yeah, that's.
I want you to hear the headline Ron Paul has about this. Here's what the headline says, and boy, howdy, do I think Ron Paul is spot on. Here it is. FedCoin, a new scheme for tyranny and poverty. Ron Paul. Do you want to respond to that, Kelly?
Well, we just need to submit to our benevolent overlords, you know, and just not fight it. But yeah, it's not going to allow people to save anymore. The incentive to save, that they can put a time limit on your money. So you're not going to be able to save. So it is going to make people in debt to the government. They're not going to be able to save for a house or any other thing that they want to do. It's like, hey, you got to hurry and spend this. And then we put it in your account, you know. And so everybody's going to be dependent on the government much more than they are now.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Are they going to have time limits on your money? Are they going to say, well, the economy's hurting, you got to spend, Brian?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if they're going to, you can't save, you can't do anything. I mean, is it, you know, I read something too, you know, I think something under where property rights are under siege and things like that, where we've kind of, so if we can't save or they have to, you know, or so on, and we've got to spend, and maybe we have to spend on property, but you know, are we going to lose our property rights, our property? Are we going to lose more rights? Are we going to, it's a problem because, you know, in this country, we're supposed to, you know, and this also has changed. This thing I'm talking about is the fact of your not guilty until proven guilty. You know, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. You know, and that's kind of turned the fact of, well, we're going to take all your stuff first, or we're going to, you know, realistically, we think you're good. We're just going to take it because, you know, well, don't you, we have to prove the fact? No. You were just taking it. There'll be a trial. It just seems like, and that's one thing with our assets. I mean, if we start to see the issues that would come along with this is, okay, well, we think you're doing this. I mean, you know, Sam's not a real good guy. He's on this radio. He's preaching some things believe in, and you're supporting him. And now, hey, we're going to shut you down because we're going to check into your financial. You know, see, it becomes a nice, big, easy thing for Big Brother just to say, okay, well, we can do this to them. We can really put pressure on them. They'll get in line real quick. You know,
yeah, there ain't no free lunch for Sam Bushman, I'll tell you that right now, Kelly.
That's right.
No, well, the other thing is we spy on ourselves. You know, they don't have to don't have to spy on us. We carry this phone around.
Isn't that awesome?
People know who's going to Brian's shop and buying. You know, if they're anywhere near that, well, they're probably at Brian's shop buying gold and silver. So, you know, we're going to make it so they can only buy that, you know, maybe twice a year.
Yeah, so Google says it's going to delete the information relating to when people go to abortion clinics and murder their babies so that law enforcement can't use it to prosecute. So if Google's going to do that, might they dox guys like you and me to go get constitutional currency from Brian? That'd protect the abortion baby murders, but if we would go get gold and silver constitutional currency, that dox us, right?
Well, first they were even saying that they weren't tracking us. And now they're saying that they do, but they're going to delete it. So,
Wow. Isn't that fun?
All right. Check this headline out. The Biden administration unveiled a new plan to make it easier for government to wipe away student loans and what they call interest rate capitalization. The long and short of this, you say, well, what does that mean, Sam? That sounds like financial talk that I don't understand. Fine. The Biden administration will cancel student debt for over 500,000 students alone in some of these largest for-profit colleges. $5.8 billion is what we're talking about. They call these Corinthian colleges. So basically you got these private colleges or whatever, forgiveness of just big money, Brian.
Yeah. Well, there again, it's kind of, you know, I mean, free. Let's grease the palm. We'll wipe out your debts. Everybody's going to be happy there.
What do you think of that super jubilee, Kelly?
Well, yeah, and it's like whoever donates money to my campaign, we're going to take care of you, you know.
Right.
So like Deep Throat said, follow the money.
All right, so here's the gravity of the situation. I'm going to put it on the kitchen table for you guys. 43.4 million Americans, or students, if you will, hold a total of 1.762 trillion dollars in student debt. What do you want to respond to that, Brian?
Yeah, I mean that's exactly right. I mean, we start looking at all this debt, credit card debt, school debt. I mean, it's these trillions of dollars, right? That's why, I keep my preaching a little bit is the fact of, you know, when we're in debt, that's why the dollar's so strong right now. I can see it because it's really not. That's why we're in trouble. We're not coming out of trillions. That's what I think. So it's here's another, and especially if we just say, okay, we're going to wipe away the debt. Okay, well, the trillions still hang over something. Someone's paying.
Somebody's going to pay? I thought we could just wipe it away, Kelly.
Well, and most of those people that owe the money don't even have a degree. You know, they dropped out. So they never got the degree that was going to pay them the big bucks to pay that back. So I guess they can say, well, I didn't get my degree, so I shouldn't have to pay it back.
Yeah, because they lied to me and said I could get a job, and I don't have a job either.
That's awesome. lifetime student. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is think about this for a minute. You know, they say they want to basically help out when colleges lied. they want to help out for this, for that, and the other thing. And, you know, when you forgive all this debt, though, what does that just mean? You pass it to your children and your grandchildren to pay, Kelly?
Well, I don't think they could do that because somebody that did sign on the contract isn't, you know, culpable for that.
No, but if we forgive the debt, hold on, if we forgive the debt and the contracts are dissolved, now if somebody paid the debt or forgave it, or somehow those numbers don't go away. The plus number followed by zeros, how many ever that is, doesn't go away. Somehow it's got to be absorbed. And what will it be, the national debt that just absorbs it?
Yeah, the Fed will do it.
And that means that our children or grandchildren pay, maybe, right?
Exactly. That's what's going to happen. And so it's if we just have a society of victims.
I got an idea. What if we just have a big old Fed coin pay the whole thing off for everybody, everywhere, all the time?
Well, they talked about doing some trillion-dollar coins and platinum to put away the debt, the national debt. They were going to mint like 18 at the time. Now it'd have to be 30. You know, $30 trillion coins, and then they could just give them to the Fed, and they're kind of like...
Ryan, if they just created a Sam Bushman Fed coin monthly to pay the Fed everything that I spend, then all they'd have to do is just, you know, issue one of those coins on my behalf every month, and it doesn't matter what I do in my life. I could live to the fullest extent, buddy, and then all they'd have to do is issue a Fed coin in the name of Sam Bushman to pay Uncle Sam, right? Sam paying Sam, and you'd be all good. I'd just be debt-free, Brian.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they want because then at that point now you're on the dole. We'll just call it the dole coin, but you're on the dole and now you are controlled because, you know, Sam, your spending's really not good. So we're gonna and yet everybody falls into that. But how about a person that's not in debt? He doesn't have the debt, but how does he relate? They just come and take his stuff because we want you in part of that. Group two, we want everybody in this same group, and so we're taking.
I'm just part of the "don't hurt me, don't take my stuff," Kelly group. That's what I don't just don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Just leave me be.
Yeah,
can I do that?
Yeah, you're involved now. You know, and the
you're minority.
The Fed stops here doesn't sound right. We're gonna have to change Harry Truman's sign. You know, the Fed stops here.
That's it.
Wow. Anyway, I just look at this amount of debt. I look at the situation we're in, and I just think we're adding insult to injury with every single move we make. We're not bringing ourselves back to sanity by spending less, by creating accountability, by focusing on transparency. All we're doing literally is passing the buck, pardon the pun, and we're deceiving ourselves into believing that somehow we can get out from under this debt burden. But I tell you, there's no way to avoid this debt burden, folks. In a real meaningful way without war on the other end of it, Brian.
Yeah, well, that's what elitists do. If you look at history, elitists take you to war because then, we can get the people to rally around us because we got to go to war. That's where they're taking you. So, that's what the history repeats.
Why don't they just call it Fed Warbucks then instead of Fed Coin? Just Fed Warbucks, Kelly.
Well, they don't want it to sound too drastic.
And the other thing is we don't have wealth now. We have the appearance of wealth. You know, people that have – somebody has a really nice car, they don't own that car. They owe a lot of money to the bank for it. They don't have it.
Right.
So now we call them homeowners. You're not a homeowner. You're a home buyer. You still owe money on it, you know.
You're a glorified renter.
Who own their homes. Yeah.
You're a glorified renter geared for refinance because that's how you keep it afloat and keep it rolling. I think what they used to have victory gardens, gentlemen. I think they ought to call it the victory coin instead of the Fed coin. Everybody would love a victory coin, wouldn't they? We could just declare victory right now.
That's right. Kind of like the B nickel. Victory nickel.
Yeah, man. Got the V coin, victory coin going on. Via your government, man. Everybody wants to invest in the victory coins, baby. Declare victory right on the spot. Kelly, thank you. Brian, thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate all your input. All your guidance right now, constitutional currency in pretty good shape compared to your dollar. Go ahead and get some. Got to get some today, baby. RushCoinGift.com for a friend in the coin business. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. God save the Republic of the United States of America.